Good morning to you all here this morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman again. This morning I would like to go into John 14. 14, I guess, 14:6. Actually, I'll start at 14:5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This is some very this is some very precious reading here. If we really, when we really stop and think that these were, this was in the time that it was between the time that Judas went out to the Pharisees, the scribes, the Roman soldiers, and the time that it was between that time and the time that Jesus was captured. And these were the words that Jesus was sharing with his disciples yet before his crucifixion. In a lot of ways, he summarized everything here in these several chapters here as he spoke to his disciples. And his disciples realized that he was talking very plainly. These verses that I've just read here are very, very plainly spoken. And in the day that we live in the modern day that we live in here, I believe this is quite a challenge for us, yet I believe it is possible. Jesus himself, the Creator, I believe he was there when the whole earth was created and everything that's in it. Jesus has come in the flesh to show us the way. He came to show us the Father's heart. He came to show us the truth. And he came to show us real life, true life. And I do believe this is possible. And I believe that this is the way. He showed us the way in so many ways. He showed us to how to live it out. There's a few verses here in Hebrews 10:19-22. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters. I think that's all for this morning. I just wish you all a great day.